Next item, please, Carla.
Item 90, request of Jim Wittenberg, RPH, to address council regarding yard apartments, development fees, MACG agreements, and Portland building.
Good morning, Jim.
My legs get a little bit worse now, so I'll be using one of those motorized carts pretty soon.
There's no hurry.
My voice is too, so... Jim Wittenberg. I was called early this week a legend. I'd never been called that before. I didn't know that I'd reached that status. That means you're old and ready to die, usually. So I'm going to put an urn up on the mantle. First off, I agree with everything that Lightning said up here. That's a perfect testimony. I wish I was strong enough to give that. The Portland building is a $25 million building that you're going to put $200 million into right now, and another few million in it next year, and then more in the next year, and then $5 million more the next year. You've got a building that was bad when it was built, and you're trying to keep it together. I don't see how that makes sense. I mean, my dad was a builder. My dad was a guy that taught me how to put things together. When things are old, they're old. You've got to deal with them. I mean, you tear down every building in this city right now. Over here, you're putting up yard and giving them hotel status so they can have a hotel in there. And I'm seeing that come down. I mean, I go up, and I don't understand what you're doing. It's like you're throwing money out. Here's a little bit more money here and some there. And it ended up all in the developers' pockets or the lobbyists. I really want to like you guys, but you're making it hard for me now. I mean, we grew up in families that conserve money. I mean, I'd like to buy a new coat. This one won't fit anymore because I've gained 30 pounds. But I have to wear it because the other one's dirty right now. And I don't want to spend $10 for a cleaning bill. But this doesn't fit, and it shouldn't be worn. That's the way the Portland building is. It doesn't fit, and it shouldn't be around here. But yet you guys are determined to spend millions of dollars that you don't have to spend. I don't get it. Why don't you? I just happened to see this the other day. So some old 80-year-old people up here in Northwest Portland letting each other out. And the parking bay comes by and gives him a $60 ticket, so this 88-year-old has to pay in his own limit amount. I mean, I don't understand where you get off when you can't let somebody off in the street or you make him walk a block. I had to walk three blocks up here today. You know, now, most of the stuff is self-explanatory in here. It's about getting the money out of politics, which we always talk about, which you never do. It won't happen. You guys are making too much money. You know, this business of this yard thing, if we didn't have Glamet Week, this would still be going on right now. The Housing Bureau would still be charging these people $1,000 a night to stay in this building that we've given stuff on. If you ever get some free time, look at what I've given you. There might be something in there you could use. I don't believe yet that you know everything. So there might be some pearl of wisdom in this whole thing.
Thank you, Jim. I'm going to have to ask.
I know. I've complained to you before. I can't even get started in 3 minutes. It's a waste of time to come down here. But if I didn't have that, if I didn't have this one thing. Oh, would you kindly be quiet? I was a radical once when I was young, and
But as you know, you're welcome to come up and talk to me.
Yeah, I'll come up to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here.